Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of I Won't Stop Until I Win. I am your host, Jose Flores, and each week I'll be sharing inspiring stories of people who push through the pain, who overcome adversity, and who keep on running their race to become the winners they are today. So thank you for spending some time with me, and let's jump right into the show. What's going on, family? You already know before I start every single episode that I always like to give a few moments to God to give him some thanks, because I believe that without him, none of this would be possible. So I just pray that somebody that's out there that's listening today is inspired, encouraged, motivated, and on fire to not only learn more and do more, but to become more. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Thanks again for hanging out with me, family. Listen, this week, I wanted to talk about the topic of going all in. That's right. I wanted to talk about going all in, because I believe that there's too many people that are out there that are afraid, that are afraid of going all in for whatever reason, right? Maybe somebody told them they're not good enough. Maybe you have your own self-limiting beliefs and thoughts. So maybe you have that negative self-talk. Whatever it may be, we're going to be talking about that today. We're going to talk about how to get over it and what happens when you get over it, right? And when you go all in. Because let's be honest, when I think about people going in, I always visualize like somebody going into a pool and maybe like dipping their toes in the water, or maybe going down the first step. Or if they're at the beach, maybe they're going in like up to their ankles or their calves or their knees, but for whatever reason, they don't want to go all the way in. Listen, I don't know about you, but when you get the courage and you're brave enough to just run and do a cannonball and boom and go into that water, that's how you know you're courageous and you're willing to go all in, right? No matter if the water's cold or hot, because this is what happens. People try to test the waters, right? They try to test the waters in life. And what happens is you hear them say things like, oh, you hear people say, it's too cold, or it's too hot, it's too warm, it's not cold enough, right? Or you hear them say, like in real life, you hear them, oh, it's too hard, oh, it's too tiring, oh, it's too overwhelming, oh, it's too frustrating. And we hear people talk like this over and over and over, right? And maybe you're using the same excuses that you have all these years. And that's why you find yourself in the same place over and over and over. And you haven't been able to really break through. And you know why? It's because of the excuses. And it's because of whatever reason you're afraid of going all in. But we're going to talk about that today, because in order for you to win in life, you have to go all in, right? In order to win, you got to go all in. Go ahead. I know somebody listening. You can go ahead and tweet that or put that as a post or a comment or something like that. It's fine. It's not copywritten. You can go ahead and use it. But you have to go all in to win in life. I'm talking about in the grand scheme of things. Now, I don't know about all of you guys, but I know that everybody has their own story. They have their own experiences. They have their own situations and circumstances that they've been through, their challenges, their struggles, their ups and downs, right? Whatever that may look like for you. But for me, you guys know I like to use myself as an example, because I like to think that I'm a person that has a decent amount of experience in life, right? I've been through a lot of things, a lot of challenges, a lot of struggles, but I've overcome and I've won in a lot of areas where most people thought that I wouldn't, and where most people, I've gotten to places where most people thought I wouldn't be able to get to. And so I like to think that I have a lot of experience in life in general, and I know how to win as well. And so I want to talk about those things today, because I know that if you're listening to this, you're listening to this podcast because you don't want to stop until you win. And maybe you've won and maybe you haven't won. But after this podcast, and as you continue listening, you start implementing the things that I've been talking about in 93 episodes, you should be starting to win already, right? And if you're new to the show, then watching, listening to a couple of episodes, you'll start winning as well, because winning is contagious, right? Winning is a mindset. You have to, it's not only a mindset, but you have to take action as well, right? So going all in, if you want to get to the top, you got to go all in. You can't be in the testing stages your entire life. Now, don't get me wrong. I know there's a lot of people that are listening that take everything literal. Yes, you do have to test things in life. Yes, you have to test systems and relationships, right? And processes and procedures. But you don't stay in testing mode for the entire time, right? At some point, you got to pull the trigger and say, I'm not going to go in, or I'm going to go all in. And you have to make that decision. And only you can make that decision. Nobody else can make that decision for you. But let me tell you this, guys. I know for me, when I was growing up, it was tough, right? I grew up in the Bronx, New York. I had a physical condition that I was dealing with. you know, and it was hard. It was definitely hard. But the thing is that I never gave up. That's the one thing about me. Like, I always talk about legacy and things like that, but I want when I die, I want people to know me. You know, people are going to know me, obviously, for a lot of things. But one thing they're not going to know me for is for somebody who quit. Because I'm never going to quit, man. I'm gonna ride or die till the day I die. But this is the thing about me. Like, going all in, it is scary sometimes, because you're going sometimes into an area that's unfamiliar, that's unknown sometimes even, that you have no knowledge about, that you have no understanding about. And so going all in can be scary sometimes. But the thing is that you have to overcome that fear, because even if you go all in and it doesn't work out, or you fail, or you fall, or you get punched in the stomach, or life punches you in the face, that's okay. As long as it doesn't kill you, you can get back up, get on your two feet, dust the dust off your shoulders, right? Brush the dust off and keep moving forward and go at it again, or go at something new, right? Failure is not, the fear of failure is what holds a lot of people back. But once you understand that failure is a part of life, and I know that everyone listening to this, you failed at some point or another up until this point in life, and you're still here, right? You're still functioning. You're still okay. So that shows you that it's all right to fail. It's all right to fall, as long as you get back up and you keep moving forward. And you have to go all in. You can't just say, hey, I'm going to just try this out a little bit, right? Now, again, yes, you have to try things out. But once you get the knowledge about it, right, if you start in a business, or if you're going into a relationship, or you have a startup, or you're part of an organization and you're thinking of new and creative ideas, yes, you got to test some things out. But once you get the data, once you start seeing some results, you should be at a place where you tell yourself, okay, yeah, I'm going all in now. The problem is that too many people wait forever to go all in. And next thing you know, they're going all into the grave without having done anything powerful in life, without having done anything great in life, without having done anything of significance, and without leaving any legacy. Now, I know that you don't want that to be you, because nobody in their right mind would want to die without making some type of impact, or making some type of difference, or leaving some type of legacy behind. Nobody in their right mind would not want to have those things. But the only way to do that is understanding that, yes, you're going to fail. Yes, you're going to fall. But yes, you have to keep moving forward, and you have to go all in. Listen, when I was still working in corporate America and I was deciding and contemplating on becoming a professional speaker, yes, I was trying. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna try this out, right? I mean, yeah, we gotta try everything out, right? We try something. We go to the gym. We're gonna try it out, but it's more than just trying it out. In your mind, you have to say, I'm gonna try this. But if I see it working, or if I feel that this can work, even without seeing results right up front, I'm gonna keep moving forward with this. I'm gonna go all in with it. And that's what I did. I was in corporate America. Yeah, they laid me off, right? After giving them 7 years of my life. And it wasn't anything I did. It was the company where it wasn't in the greatest position, and they were letting people go. And I was one of the chosen ones. Right? I love being one of the chosen ones, because I feel like even me being in this wheelchair, I was chosen for this. You know why? Because not too many people can live a fulfilling life in a wheelchair. You don't see that often, right? Now, are there people out there that are doing it? Absolutely. But they're very, very few. The percentage is very, very small. But I was chosen. We're all chosen, right? Because they knew that with the toughest challenges, right, the toughest challenges are given to the strongest people, because they know that we can overcome. Right? God knew that I would be able to overcome this thing, that I wouldn't let this consume me, that I wouldn't let it hold me back, that I would thrive. And in that thriving and being alive in life, it would impact and inspire other people who watch me. Right? And so we got to think about, what are the hindrances from not going all in? Right? So when you don't go all in, what happens? You don't live a fulfilling life. You never know what's at the end of the road, right? Because you didn't follow the path long enough. And you never get to see how many people you can inspire and impact by going all in. That's what hinders you. You never reach a higher level of success in all areas, relationships, finances, you know, just entrepreneurship. You'll never reach that next level of success, that higher level of success, or that higher level of fulfillment Why? Because you didn't go all in. So you don't know. And what happens is that when you don't know what you don't know, right? Until somebody tells you. So you got to go all in. What happens when you don't go all in, you're constantly living a life of mediocrity. When you don't go all in, you're constantly living a life of mediocrity, meaning that because you don't go all in, you'll always be average. You'll always live an average life. Now, again, I know this is maybe a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people, but the reality is that if you don't go all in, then you will never know what being above average and being great is like. Because greatness only happens when you go all in. For those people that go to the gym, they want to lose weight or they want to bulk up or they have a competition. You think that they're just going, you know, once a week? No, they're going 3, 4, 5 times a week. Why? Because they're going all in. They know that the process works. They know that the system works. And they know that they're going to get the result if they keep at it. And the problem is that most people don't keep at it because they don't see results right away. And I know we hear this, man. We hear this all too often. We hear entrepreneurs that have been successful, right? Of major companies talking about how they didn't even see a salary for the first, within the first 10 years, 7 to 10 years. And that's crazy to think about you working a vision or you working your mission for 7 to 10 years and you don't see any fruit being produced, or you don't see the type of fruit that you want produced. Right? You don't see the finances. You're not able to live a lavish life or have the finer things yet because you're in the building process, right? You're in the process of going all in, right? Maybe the first year you went in a little bit. Then the second year you went in a little more. Then the third year you grew a little more. And the fourth year you went a little deeper, right? So you're constantly going all in. But that this whole thing of success in life, it takes time, family. It takes time for you to reach higher levels. And listen, there's always a higher level. You are never the one in the room, the only one in the room, right? You're never always the toughest, the biggest, the baddest. There's always somebody tougher, bigger, and badder than you. There's always somebody that has more money. There's always somebody that has more smarts and intelligence and knowledge and wisdom than you do. But there's always levels. That's why going all in to me seems so fun, because yeah, you're feeling the pains of it. You're feeling like the fear sometimes does kick in, but you also get to see the reward. You get to feel the reward. You get to touch the reward. And for me, that reward is getting the emails, getting the phone calls, getting the social media DMs and the private messages from people, the letters even in the mail from people that my life has inspired. That's the reward for me. That is what is fulfilling for me. That's my high. That's my drug of choice, right? Is being able to inspire and impact as many people as I can before I leave this planet. That's my goal. That's my mission. And in order for me to do that, I got to go all in. I can't be worried about what people are thinking, what people are saying, how people are reacting, whether people like me or don't like me, whether people want to be around me or don't want to be around me, whether people approve of me or don't approve of me. I can't think about those things. I got to think about the end goal. And that end goal is me waking up every single morning, inspiring and impacting and touching as many lives as I possibly can. Whether that's going to the grocery store, the bank, Whole Foods, the beach, the pool, vacation, plane, boat, jet ski, anything, right? People are always watching. And they're not only watching me, they're watching you too. People are always watching. They may not always say something, they may not always comment or like, but people are always watching, always. And so you got to make it worth their while, right? That's what I say. When I was young and I was going through my situation, I used to hate the fact that people would stare at me because I used to walk with a little limp. It was a little funny, you know, different type of walk. And I used to hate that. And so it always bothered me. But then when I got in the wheelchair, it would hate me that people would look at me being in a wheelchair, like, what's up with this dude? But I had to get to the point, right, where I'm like, you know what? If people are gonna watch, I'm gonna make it worth their while. I'm gonna put on a show, and not a show like I'm a clown but I'm gonna show them what living life to the fullest, regardless, looks like. Regardless if you're looking at me, regardless if you're staring or you're talking or you're pointing, I'm going to put on a show for you, because I'm going to show you that what you think and what you say doesn't matter to me. Yes. Now, do I appreciate your opinion? Absolutely. Do I respect your opinion? I can, depending upon what it is. But at the end of the day, it's not going to make me or break me, because I've already changed the story in my mind. I've already changed the self-talk that I talk. That talk that I talk, I've already changed it. Right? Those limiting beliefs that I had, I already changed it. So what other people say or think doesn't matter to me. That's why I have such a passion about going all in with everything. When I said I was going to do the podcast, I was like, I'll give it a shot. I'll try it. And, you know, podcasting in the beginning wasn't really my thing, but I did it because I know that that was just another layer of impact that I could be making, right? Because podcasting nowadays has grown so much that everybody has a podcast. So when I started it a year and a half ago, I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to do this. And I went all in with it. And if you look at the resume and you look at the people that I've had on my podcast, it's all nothing but winners, man. All nothing but winners. And I've interviewed multi-millionaires, multi-millionaires, and billionaires on my show. Check the record, right? Because I went all in. I went all in with it. Now, yeah, it may not be the fanciest podcast with the extravagant and the amazing editing, but I go all in with the content, and I go all in with the message, and I go all in with the guests, and I pull out nuggets. And that's what's most important, right? That's what's most important. I may not have the most fanciest looking, which I like to think it looks pretty dope anyhow. Shout out to my graphic design team. But that's the thing. Like, even that, don't let that stop you. You want to start a podcast and you don't have the people that can edit it for you and design things. Listen, you can go to Fiverr, you can go to Upwork and have people pay people 20, 30, 40 bucks, right? Just to get something out there and start and then grow. You know, just because you start and you're not at the level that some people are, it doesn't mean that you're not going all in. I'm going to say that again. When you start and you're not at the level as some of the other people that you follow may look like, that doesn't mean that you're not going all in. It just means that they had a head start on you, or maybe they have more resources than you, but that doesn't mean that because you don't, you're not going all in. Because in your heart of hearts and in your mind, you know that you're giving it your all, and that's all that really matters. That's powerful stuff right there when you think about that. And that's another problem that I see in today's society, especially with social media, that we're always trying to size other people up. We're always trying to look at what other people have and covet what they have, right? Oh, they have that. I want that. Oh, they do this. I want this. Oh, they went there. I want to go there. But listen, guys, the thing is that it's okay to admire other people. It's okay to aspire to be like other people, but don't want to be that person completely, because no one can be them but them, and no one can be you but you. I say that all the time. No one can be a greater you than you, right? No one can be a better Jose than Jose. That's why when Jose wakes up in the morning, Jose goes all in on what Jose is good at doing. And I don't care what other people say. Oh, man, he shouldn't have said this, or he shouldn't have wore that, or he shouldn't have went there. It doesn't matter to me, because I know who I am. And I know the value that I bring to the marketplace, and I know what I bring to the table. And I go all in with everything I do. I don't halfway nothing. I don't halfway anything. And that's the power of going all in. Because when you go all in, this is what happens. People are watching you always. So when people are watching you and they see what you put out and they see how you move and how you maneuver and what you do, they're going to know whether you're going all in or not. And so two things are going to happen. They're going to see how you move, and they're not going to want to work with you, and they're not going to want to deal with you, and they're not going to want to be around you. Or they're going to see how you move, and they're going to be like, wow, that guy goes all in. He's committed. He's dedicated. He sacrifices. He does what he has to do to make things happen. And they're going to say, I want to work with that guy. I want to be around that guy. I want to get to know that guy or that girl, right? I know I say guy, but I'm using myself as an example, or it can be guy or girl, obviously, but I want to get to know that person. I want to work with that person. And the reason is because they see that you go all in. They see the value that you have. They see the potential that you have, and they see your work ethic, and they see that you're going all in. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. It's the type of work ethic that you function in and function with. So if people ask you for something, or you're a part of a team and you're leading people, or you're under somebody, regardless if you're under somebody as an employee or you're over somebody as an employer, people are always watching how you move, and people are going to know whether you move properly or not. whether you're coming correct or not, right? Like I say, you better come correct. And people can tell whether you're coming correct or not. So that's going to determine whether people want to work with you or not. And I know for me, a lot of times, a lot of doors have been opened for me. A lot of opportunities have been opened for me. A lot of connections have been made because people watch how I move and I go all in with it. I commit. When I commit to something, I'm committed and I won't stop until I win. For example, I know many of you follow me. You probably saw that I recently posted a post on social media how I just got selected for being the representative of my city in my district for the being a part of the diversity, inclusion, and equity equity advisory board for my city. Now, I had told my wife, this was like maybe last year, you know, actually before last year, but then COVID happened, but then 2021 kicked in. And I was like, I've been telling my wife for a while, I want to get more involved in my community. I want to get more involved in my community. How can I do that? How can I actually get involved with my community? So I wound up speaking for the city where I live in for their whole staff and faculty during COVID, right? I built some relationships, made some connections, inspired some people, right? But there was an opening, there was an opportunity, there was a window of opportunity, and I jumped through it. And I applied to become part of the advisory board for the diversity, equity, and inclusion board. And out of 47 people, I got chosen, right? Out of 47 applicants, there were 5 people that were chosen. I was one of the ones that were chosen. And listen, people aren't just going in and going eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe, right? Or catch a monkey by the toe. They're actually looking into you. They're looking into who you are, what you do, what you have, what value can you bring, the ideas, right? So they're looking into you. And they're picking people strategically who they believe can add value to the board and to the city ultimately. And I'm super excited about this because I told my wife, I'm going to go ahead and apply and I'm going to get it. One way or another, I'm going to get it. And I got the email last week that I got selected. Super, super excited about that. But the thing is that I went all in with it, right? I wasn't thinking like, oh, they're not going to pick me because I'm in a wheelchair. Or, oh, you know, I'm not qualified enough. Or, oh, you know, this or that. I said, that's what I want to do. I want to impact my city. I'm going all in. I'm going to go for it. And I got selected and now I get to make impact and we're going to be starting here very shortly. And so I share that story with you because I want to let you know that maybe you may feel like you're not 100% qualified. Maybe you may feel like, you know, there's something that's hindering you, right? Maybe it's physical, maybe it's internal, maybe it's mental, maybe it's emotional, maybe it's spiritual, maybe it's relational. I don't know what it is, right? But I want to let you know that don't let those things that may look like a burden to others or a problem to others stop you from going all in. Because trust me, I know what it looks like. I know what it feels like. When I go to apply, when I was in corporate America and I try to apply for positions and people look at my wheelchair instead of looking at my wisdom. Come on, man. People were looking at my wheelchair and not looking at my wisdom. Like I have 20 plus years of corporate America experience. But hey, guess what? That was overlooked because of the wheelchair. So they'll bring in somebody else who has a degree with no knowledge of the industry over me, who has a ton of knowledge, who's been working with the company for several years, but because I'm in a wheelchair, I don't get picked. Do you know how devastating that could be for some people? And I'm telling you, like, I'm human, right? That used to irk the heck out of me when I was younger, when I was trying to figure this thing called life out. It really used to irk the heck out of me because I was like, why am I always not getting chosen for these positions, right? And I was always thinking it, you know, and I know for a fact that it was because of my, what people call disability. But the thing is that you see, sometimes people, they just don't give enough effort in getting to know people sometimes and getting to know what they're really about. So I use all of that stuff, all that negative stuff, right? All that being overlooked. And I use it as fuel. I use it as fire to go and continue to make impact, to prove to people, not because I have to prove anything to anyone, because I don't, but I did it so that I can show people and prove to people that I'm more than just a wheelchair. I'm more than just a wheelchair. I'm more than just a guy who has a physical limitation. I'm more than just a guy who was born with a condition. I'm more than just a guy who needs help with certain things. I'm way more than that. And that's what wakes me up on fire every single morning. Every single day I wake up on fire because I know that I have, that there's people out there that I need to show that I'm more than what I look like. That's right. That's a word for somebody right there. You are more than what you look like. Wow. I might make a shirt out of that. You're more than what you look like. And that's why you got to get to a point where you decide for yourself that anything that's external, that you won't allow anything external to impact you internally. You have to build, and that's going to require you to build a tough skin. That's going to require you to build courage, to build bravery. Because in order for you to go all in, you got to have thick skin, you got to have courage, and you got to be brave. It's the only way to make it happen. It's the only way you're going to make it to the top. It's the only way you're going to succeed and become successful in life. It's the only way that you're going to live a fulfilling life filled with happiness and joy and peace and contentment, because you know that you wake up every morning and you're giving it your all. As long as you know that to be true about yourself. Now, sometimes you got to dig deep for this. You got to dig deep and ask yourself, am I really going all in? And I was guilty of that too. Sometimes I wake up and I know I'm going through the day and I'm kind of going halfway or winging it. And I'm like, yeah, man, you ain't go all in today. When I laid my head to rest that night, I'm like, man, you ain't go all in today. Come on, Jose, you know you could have did better than that. Come on, Jose, you know you could have worked harder than that. Come on, you know you could have made a couple more phone calls. You know you could have sent a couple more emails. You know you could have made a couple more appointments. You ain't go all in today. And I don't know about you, but that doesn't sit well with me. When those days when that was happening to me, and those nights where I lay my head to rest and I'm thinking those thoughts and I'm thinking about how I didn't give it my all, I'm disappointed in myself because I know I could have did better and I know I didn't go all in. And for the most part, right, there's more days than not that I'm going all in. But again, I'm human, right? I go through my emotions. I go through my seasons. I go through my days. I have my days. I did a video on that, right? It's okay to have your days. Just don't let those days turn into weeks and months and years, right? It's okay to have a day or two when you're feeling down and out, when you're not feeling 100% and you're not going all in, all the way in, right? That's okay. But it can't become a pattern. It can't become a habit. It can't become a routine. Because that's when bad things happen, right? So on those days when I know I'm not going all in, I tell myself the next morning, I'm like, you better go all in tomorrow. Tomorrow, you better go all in. But here's the thing. Tomorrow's never promised. So why wait till tomorrow to go all in when you can go all in right now today? When you can impact people today? When you can inspire people today? When you can motivate people today? When you can grow your company more today? When you can scale more today? When you can make those connections today? When you can send those emails today? Make those phone calls today? Come on, baby. We got to do it today. Today is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Tomorrow's not promised. We don't know if we're going to make it till tomorrow. So why not make it happen today? So what happens when you go all in, family? Amazing things happen. Powerful things happen. Unimaginable, undescribable things can happen for you and for me, right? That's why I've been able to become a number one. I'm going to toot my horn right now. That's why I've been able to become a number one best-selling author. That's why I've been able to connect with the master connectors and rub shoulders with millionaires and billionaires. Because I made a choice and a decision that said, I'm more than what I look like. I have more wisdom than people think I have. And I'm going to go all in. And I'm going to show people that I'm capable of going all in. And I think I have already by this point. Right? I think I have. But I'm going to continue doing it. Why? Because it fires me up. It fills me. Like, I'm passionate about it. I love going all in. I love, you know, figuring out what the results I want are going to, you know, how they're going to happen. I love solving problems. I love helping others. I love being creative. I love all of it. That's why I do what I'm doing now. And I'm so content. I'm so happy. I'm so joyful because I know that I go all in every single day. Now, listen, I'm going to be honest. There's sometimes where I wake up and I'm like, oh, podcast today? I don't want to do a podcast today. I got this going on. I got that going on. But I purpose it. I schedule it, right? And I commit to it. I prioritize it. It's a priority for me because I know that there's people that are waiting for me to show up and add this value to their lives and drop nuggets, maybe they could get some every time. Maybe they don't get some every time. But there's somebody out there that's getting something. And that's why I do it. That's exactly why I do it. So when you go all in, you'll be able to have different windows of opportunities. Opportunities will come. Doors will open. Connections will come. Right? Resources will come. Collaborations will come. You'd be surprised when you make a decision to go all in, the type of people that you're going to meet, the type of shoulders that you're going to brush against, the type of hands that you're going to shake, the type of deals that you're going to close, right? The type of mountains that you'll get to climb. It's amazing when you make the decision to go all in, because when you go all in, that's when you really start to win in life. People look at me sometimes like, man, Jose, you're winning already. No, I'm not. Yes, have I won? Absolutely. But there's so many more wins out there for me to obtain. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, I won't stop until I win. And I say that every day. I say that to everybody. Oh, but you're winning. Oh, yeah, I won. That's a win. But how many more wins can I get? How many more wins are out there? How many more people can I touch? How many more lives can I inspire? Right? Those are all wins for me. How much more can I accomplish in my lifetime? And that's why, like, I tell my wife sometimes, I'm like, I think about it, man. I'm like, I'm not supposed to be where I am, right? Obviously, I am supposed to be here because I'm here. But I'm talking about, like, what people said and what people thought about me from the beginning. I'm not supposed to be here. You're not supposed to be there, Jose. You're not supposed to make it. You're not supposed to have a beautiful wife. You're not supposed to have children. You're not supposed to become an entrepreneur. You're not supposed to be a number one best-selling author, right? And the list can go on and on. You shouldn't be there. The odds were stacked against you too much. How did you make it? How were you able to do that? Who did you connect with? Who opened that door for you? How did you get on that stage? How did you speak for that company? And the list can go on and on and on. But the reason is because I went all in. And if I can go all in with everything I have to go through, then you can go all in as well. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If I can win, you can win. And we can win together. We got to keep going until we win. And I say that I won't stop until I win, not because I haven't won, because there's so many more wins out there for me to obtain, for me to reach, for me to grab a hold of. That's why I always say I won't stop until I win. I got to keep on winning. Win, 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 win. You know that song, right? That's why I use the DJ Khaled song. Win, 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 right? That song that he has with it. I'm drawing a blank right now, but that song from DJ Khaled called Win. Win, 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 no matter what, right? No matter what, I'm going to win. It just came to my mind. But I use that when I go on stage, right? Because it gets people amped up. It's like my anthem. I love it. We got to keep winning, right? And I won't stop until I win. Yeah, I won today. But if I get to live till tomorrow, I want to win tomorrow. And if I get to next week, I want to win next week. And if I get to next month, I want to win next month and next year. And in the next decade, I want to keep on winning until the day I die. Win, 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 win. I'm all about winning. Now, is losing a part of the equation? Is failing a part of the equation? Absolutely. But don't get stuck on those things, man. Don't get stuck on those things. You got to keep winning. You got to keep climbing. You got to keep reaching. You got to keep inspiring. You got to keep moving. You got to keep shaking and baking, right? You got to keep swerving and serving. Come on now. All of this stuff that I've been talking about, it's all a part of going all in. It's all a part of winning. So listen, family, I hope that you're encouraged today to go all in today and tomorrow if you make it there, and next week if you make it there. And for the rest of your life, until you take your last breath, keep on winning, man. Keep on winning, because winners win and losers lose. And the only time you lose is when you give up or when you quit. And I'm talking about quitting in life or giving up on life, right? Sometimes you got to quit something. Like if you're smoking, it's all right to quit smoking, right? If you use drugs, it's all right to quit using drugs. Or if you're an alcoholic, it's all right to quit those type of things. But I'm talking about a deeper level of life, of living, of understanding, of knowledge, of wisdom, of connection, of relationships. That's what I'm talking about. You got to keep winning. There's people out there that are waiting to meet you that you haven't met yet. There's people out there that are waiting to shake your hand that you haven't shaken their hand yet. There's people that are out there that are waiting for your knowledge and your gifts and your talents and your wisdom and your ability that you haven't shared your stuff with yet. That means that you got winning waiting for you. Winning is waiting for you. I'm going to leave it right there, family. Winning is waiting for you. So let's go and let's keep on winning, family. Listen, I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I enjoyed it. I want to help you guys as much as I can. If you have any questions or you have any comments, you know what my social media is at Jose Inspires. Go ahead and send me a DM. You can email me at info@joseinspires.com. I love connecting. I love communicating. I love inspiring people. So, and I'm totally available for the most part, right? Because I am busy. I am working, actually. But if I can't get to you, my wife, one of my team members, will definitely get to you. So go ahead and send me a message. Send me a DM. Listen, also, I always believe that winning starts in the mind. It's a mindset. You got to believe that you can win, and you got to believe that you want to win before you start winning. So I want to go ahead and also offer you a great online course that I have on mindset, right? It's called the Mindset Takeover Mastery. You can check that out at mindsettakeover.com, because if you want to take over anything else in life, you got to take over your mind first. So I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And you already know. Until the next one, stay blessed, stay strong, and I'll see you on top. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win. Once again, I am your host, Jose Flores, and make sure you visit me at joseinspires.com, where you'll see links to all my social media, where I'm bringing content like this every single day on how you can win and keep on winning. We have new episodes dropping every week, so make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share with other winners so that everyone can keep up with what's going on. Once again, I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win.